Good evening. This is a special edition report of the CBN audio update. Tonight, of course, the huge news is that the United States launched six B-2 bombers, dropping 12 bunker-busting bombs across Iran. The main target of these strikes was, of course, Fordo, which is the main nuclear facility of the Iranian regime. That is gone, as far as we could tell. That is expected. Submarines also launched 30 cruise missiles at facilities in Natanz and Isfahan, other nuclear facilities. So it's over for Iran. They're done. There's not much else to say about them. It's over for them. There's really nothing they could do to turn the tide in this war. Not that they really ever had much of a chance, but they did have a chance to walk away. They could have walked away and said, we're not going to get involved with this. We don't want to pick a fight. We'll abandon our nuclear program. But they didn't. And this operation has actually been in plans for quite a long time. It's not like you could just pick up a B-2 any day and go launch it somewhere. It's a long operation. It's a long time coming. The United States has known about these nuclear plans in Iran since really 2009. And it's all come to a head tonight. The Iran nuclear program was never going to take off. Donald Trump said from the get-go on his way down the escalator, he's never going to allow them to have a nuclear weapon, and he didn't. He spoke from the Oval Office, flanked by the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. And they're all on the same page. And it's good to see the Vice President there because there is some, I would say, rumblings around. There's a bit of an isolationist wing picking up in the Republican Party, and J.D. Vance has sort of gotten along with that side of the party, but I don't really think that's right. I don't think that most Republicans are isolationists. I think that most people agree that if you have genocidal, suicidal terrorists in Iran that want to nuke the United States and are pretty open about it since 1979, that they want to nuke the entire United States, then we probably should do something about that and stop them. So don't listen to the noise online. Spend less time online as far as people saying, well, we're going to get embroiled in another war in the Middle East and it's going to be another Iraq. It's not. It never was going to be. The United States has big bombs to drop on these nuclear facilities, and that's that. The only question right now is what's going to happen to the regime now that it's all said and done with the infrastructure of the nuclear weapons. Their leadership infrastructure as well is mostly gone because the Israelis have taken out a lot of military leaders. So that's what we're waiting for. We'll see what happens next. Today's episode was sponsored by Madison Torah Center. Madison Torah Center opened its doors in 2011 with a mission to inspire and unite the community through Torah learning and meaningful prayer. Over the past 2 years, they've experienced tremendous growth reflecting the strength and vibrancy of the Madison neighborhood. Today, they're proud to offer three Shabbos Minyanim, Young Adult, Main, and Early, with over 400 people joining over the course of the weekend. With daily classes and a Minyanim, including night classes that average 100 participants, they're creating opportunities for connection, learning, and spiritual growth. Madison Torah Center remains dedicated to serving as a center of Torah, Tefillah, and community for all. Right now, they have an amazing raffle. You could check it out inside CBN. That concludes the special edition of the CBN audio update. I'm Ari Tennant, a.k.a. Mr. T, and we'll see you next time.